Welcome back to Super Tatis for Parshas Pinchas. Let's start with three stories. First story is a story about the Chafetz Chaim and Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz. So Reb Baruch Ber was a Talmud mostly of Reb Chaim Brisker, but he had a relationship with the Chafetz Chaim, and he was known, among other things, for putting an extraordinary effort into Kibud Horim. And the stories abound, but when his father was Nifter, Reb Baruch Ber was very downtrodden because it appeared to him, he was worried that he didn't do everything that he could. And that feeling of guilt is obviously a very heavy weight on somebody's shoulders. So it was weighing him down and it was noticeable. And there was an opportunity. He met with the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim obviously saw that. And the story goes that he took Reb Baruch Ber into a room and spoke with him, or was with him for an hour. And after an hour, he came out and he looked radiant. He looked like a new man. So what happened? The Chafetz Chaim spoke with him in the room. He said, you know, it could be. I'm not saying you did. I'm not, accusing you. But even if you did not do everything for your father, could not it be, isn't it true that when you go through tshuva, that you can become a Birya Chadasha, a new being, a new person? It's like you're being born. And when Reb Baruch Ber came out, and he was this radiant, radiant, happy person, apparently the Chafetz Chaim declared, this is a new Baruch Ber. So it's just an idea that tshuva can change so much, and it can change who we are. You know, I'm not the same, as the Rambam says, I'm not the same person as before. There's a Rav Chaim David, the doctor Mipritkov. I don't know who he was, but he was a Chozer B'tshuva. He did not, he was not medaktik in Torah and Mitzvahs in the same way he was at the end of his life, at the beginning of his life. And I believe it was the Tiferes Shlomo tried to give him some chizik one day because he saw it looked like he was downtrodden. Another downtrodden story, it looked like he was upset, and he said he must be thinking about his prior days. So he quoted about, he actually gave a pasuk. He said, V'yamim arishonim yipu. I'm referring to days with the Nazir, but he's saying, look, the past is the past. It's over, right? You do tshuva, it's gone, right? And Reb Chaim David, he objected. He said to him, chas v'shalom, that those days should go. I'm trying to do tshuva me'ahava. And as we know, tshuva me'ahava, we turn averus into zechuyos, and I would not want to give up those zechuyos. Last story is a story. It's framed in a conversation between somebody and the Minchas Alazar, the moon catcher. And the Minchas Alazar asked, do you know how it is that the Chassam Sofer is accepted by everybody? He's Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, he's Mekubal L'Kol. How could it be? How did he get there? And he says, I'll tell you why I think so. He says that the Chassam Sofer in Yeshiva, he would do a three-year cycle on the Masechtas and the Shirim, people would chazer the old shirim and the old rishimos of the shirim to get ready, and people had them. And there was a particular Talmud in the yeshiva who was offered. He said that he wasn't very well off, and he took very meticulous notes on the shirim. So he was. He offered to give word for word notes on the shiur to his chaverim for a price. This is how he made some money on the side. And those friends came up and he said, you know what, I'll even tell you where he reaches in his pockets and he gesticulates and snaps his fingers and all the other things, because apparently this was very formulaic. And it did fine. So he sat to the side in shir, not within the Chassam Sofer's line of sight. And he was almost mimicking the Chassam Sofer during his shir. And people saw, and the Chassam Sofer could sense that the Yerushamayim was no longer at the normal level. It seemed as if it felt more like Purim. It felt the day of, you know, Kabbalah Torah, the aim of Year of Zeir Resus. So he asked one of his Talmidim, "Nu, my high, what happened?" Nobody would answer, and then finally called up somebody who he was a big kesher with, said, "Tell me the truth." And he said, "Well, this Talmud is, you know, doing such and such." And Chassam Sofer said, "Really? This person stole from me, meaning he stole my lectures, and he's doing this?" He walked out. So the next day, he summoned everybody in the yeshiva to shir, said, "Everybody needs to be there. And this Talmud, you even have the rishus to bring him there physically if he doesn't want to show up." So obviously, this is a big scary moment for everybody, and the whole yeshiva got a surprise, because what happened was the Chassam Sofer said, "I'm very sorry, I lost my composure yesterday, and I was mibayish one of my students berabim, and mibayish berabim ein lo chelik l'olam haba, and I want to ask for forgiveness." And he said, "I have chorat to the whole thing." He said, "Will you forgive me?" "Yes." "Is it Lev Shalim?" "Yes." "Fine, I can teach now." So the Minchas Elazar said, this is why, right? This is the reason why you can understand the Chassam Sofer was Mekubal Lakol, is this extraordinary Midah. Okay, let's now go a little Chassidus. L'chidushi Arim, it says, when Yivkod Elokim, Elokei Aruchos, Asher Yotziyem, Asher Yaviyem. He's going to bring them out, and he's going to bring them in. So what is this bringing out and bringing in? Says the Chidushi Arim, he's supposed to be bringing out the bad mitos and bringing in the good mitos. So that's the job. Okay, the next one is a beautiful idea. There's a Rashi Vismoch Es Yodov Alav Yetzaveu. So this is about the transition of power and the smicha that came with it. Ba'ayin Yofa, says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu did it, Ba'ayin Yofa, in a nice, a nice manner. Yosef Yosef Mimashi Nitztava, more than he was a commander. Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Vasachta Vasamachta Es Yodcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said one hand. V'hu Asa B'shtei Yodav, he did it with both hands. V'asu Kikli, and he made him Kikli Malei V'Gadush, like a full vessel up to the meniscus. Umal O Chochma. He filled him up with Chochma and his Ayin Yafa. So the Magid Medivna asked the Gra the following question: how is it that a tzaddik can bring Yerushalayim into the next door? And the Gon says it's very simple. I'll give you a mashal. It's interesting because this is you know, the person who usually gives the mashal is asking from somebody else, and somebody else is giving the mashal, and we know that the Gra and the Magid Midivna had a very, very positive relationship. I believe there's a letter from the children of the Gra saying to the Magid Midivna how much the Gra loved him, and when he was ill, he needed to hear from him. So like, this was a big hush of a thing. So he says, I'll tell you what the Gra explains. How does it, like, Maliv Agadush? He says, when you have a big kli and you have lots of little kalim around it, when it is full and you pour more in, it drips down to the others, right? It's going to drip over the sides into the other kelim. He says, but that's only if the kli is full, right? Because if the kli isn't full, only the kli fills up itself. So that is the same way that this is happening. He says, when you have a kli that's mali v'godush, a manig of the door can be mashpia on everybody else, because when they're full, then they have what to fill up everybody else with. And I think this is it's a nice idea, but it's a chashav musar and a machshava for anybody who's in a leadership role. If you're a manig, you're a rav, you're a rebbe, you're a teacher, you're an askan, whatever it is that you do, if you're empty, you're going to have less to give. Right? If you're a mommy, if you're empty, you have less to give. If you're a tati and you show up empty, you don't have anything to give. So I'm very vocal about self-care generally, but I also think that applies if you're involved in chinuch, you need to learn for yourself. If you're, you know, involved in Rabbanus, you need to take some time. If you're a parent and you need to figure out what is going to fill you up in all realms, in Ruach and Geshem, so you can fill other people up with Ruach and Geshem. Otherwise, you may end up just running on fumes. So it's just an interesting diuk. You know, even by Eishes Chayil, we say, Marvadim Asas Allah, she makes things for herself. Why does she do that? I mean, she's like the quintessential Eishes Chayil. And the reason is because self-care matters. You know, it's not being selfish. It's maintaining and sustaining your platform to be able to give more. Okay, an interesting little halacha. This is a Mordechai. Okay. So it says, by the Olas Tamid, Baboker Baboker. So the Tamid Shachar normally is brought early. It says, but by Shabbos, it says, it doesn't say that. It says, by Yom HaShabbos, it just says Baboker. So maybe, says the Mordechai, this is a reason why on Shabbos people get up and daven later. And the Ramah brings that down in Siman Resh Pei Aleph. Magen Avraham disagrees. If you look at the Magen Avraham there, he says the Acharinim seem to understand. The Pasuk of Yom HaShabbos is talking about Korban Musaf. So therefore, there's no reason to say that you should be Manche Tfilas HaShachar. I forget which Rishon I saw once. There was a question. There's a lot of amayla to daven vasikin, and really davening late, it is what it is. But like the makor we know is, if you look in Rashi, for example, in right at the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph before Eishes Chayil, Rashi there quotes a Chazal that says that, where do we learn that Tamid Shel Shachar is brought in Dalet Shaos? We learn it from the day after Shlomo HaMelech got married. It was the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, and he had the key to the Beis HaMikdash under his pillow, and he slept late. Slept till around Dalet Shaos, which is why the Tamid Shel Shacharis was brought at Dalet Shaos, because Shlomo HaMelech slept late, and they didn't want to disturb the king and take the key from under his pillow. Otherwise, they would have done it earlier. Oh, so is that really such a praise, you know, to say B'nai Malachim did it? No, it happened once because of extenuating circumstances, not necessarily so praiseworthy. Reason Makdim and the Mitzvahs, we should go ahead. Yira Ucha Meshemesh. And there's a Rishon that also says that, you know, they say Shena B'Shabbos Tanug, all these other things. Not to forget the drush of Baboker versus Baboker Baboker. He says that, maybe you should rest. Shena B'Shabbos Tanug. And the response is, yeah, but what about the people who have more oneg by getting up and doing Divrei Ruach? Right? You want to go get your mitzvahs and go learn 3 hours before anybody else wakes up. You know, it's very hard to say that could be a worse oneg, but it is somewhat subjective. I didn't mean to go on a complete rant, but on Shabbos, it's extra bonus round. We have to use every moment preciously. Thank you for learning with me.